Trainer Phil Sims is an excellent horseman. He's probably forgotten more about horses than most people will ever know. But his Breeders' Cup distaff entrant, Don't Tell Sophia, illustrates how many times in the horse business it's not what you know, but who you know.
She was bred by the McNairs of Stonerside Farm, and then when she was a weanling, Sheikh Mohammed of Darley purchased Stonerside Farm from the McNairs, and also with the farm came a lot of the bloodstock, but most of the mares and their foals. The McNairs owned Congaree, which is Don't Tell Sophia's sire, but they put her in the sale as a yearling, and they'd already sold her mother, I believe, and Darley would send her through the ring with no reserve. She just wasn't going to fit in their program at the time. Bobby Spaulding was a farm manager over there at Darley at the time. He was farm manager for Stonerside and McNair's as well. He had mentioned to me, he said, there's a nice big filly that y'all take a look at. And so I saw her, and I liked what I saw. I liked her pedigree as well. It wasn't a pedigree for an early two-year-old runner, but we hope she get better with age, give her plenty of time. So when I saw her, I said, well, she's going to bring, she'll bring 20, 25, 30,000 probably. Luckily enough, I mean, I don't know how, but they knocked her off at $1,000 to me, and I was the only bidder, and just very fortunate there.
Sometimes when a horse is disregarded at the sales, it's because of some roguish habits, but not so with Don't Tell Sophia.
She was always real easy. She was really easy to break to ride at the farm. We had no problems. She's a very intelligent mare, and she was as a yearling also. Rode the track as early summer of a two-year-old year. Just did everything pretty easily. Anytime we'd team her up with another horse, though, she always would just outwork them just in hand, and she did everything just so delightful.
After Don't Tell Sophia had shown her ability, sharp thoroughbred owner Jerry Namy offered to buy her, but her trainer really didn't want to let her go.
And Don't Tell Sophia's three-year-old year, she'd won a couple of races. He had called me inquiring about purchasing her, and I says, well, I don't know if I really want to sell her or not, Jerry, but I tell you what, if you want to buy half, I'll sell half of it to you. So that's how that came about. And Jerry, he's in the oil and gas business from Fort Worth, Texas. He owns a few other horses, too, races in around Texas area. So he'll be at the Breeders' Cup. He's watched some of her races. He gets a chance to fly in, but he's enjoying it so much.
Living the Breeders' Cup dream with his diamond in the rough filly is not lost on Phil Sims.
You remind yourself how blessed you are and how very fortunate you are. You know, you don't take anything for granted, but she's such a confident filly, and she just loves the crowd, she loves people, and she kind of feeds off that. She's just so smart. She's kind of a marked horse. She has a white spot on her left ear, so it's kind of funny that she's a marked horse. She's named after my maternal grandmother. Her name was Sophia, but everybody called her Sophie. I'm sure she's up in heaven rooting her on.